Welcome to Huron County's Life on the Coast with our second podcast series focused on workforce recruitment and retention locally. I'm your host, Roz Elliott. This is the fourth episode in our series. We last sat down with Jen Z, or is it Jen Z? I'm not sure which. It is Canada after all. And I was elevated by their enthusiasm and commitment to coming home to Huron County to begin their careers. Today we swing the pendulum 180 degrees and visit with the other end of the spectrum, those who have retired from the workforce and re-entered it. What beckoned them back? What is their siren call to Huron County? We will find that out, and usually just a little bit more juice. We'll see where that conversation leads. As we have these conversations, we are reminded of the deep wisdom and careful discussions that the first peoples of our area shared as they worked together to sustain these lands. We strive to follow their thoughtful example as we hear yet another generational view today. Well, let's meet our retirees. First, Wanda Harvey.
Thank you.
And of course, Mary DiCarlo as well.
Thank you.
Well, it's wonderful that you both drove here together because you both are neighbors and live just north of Goderich in the Bluffs.
Yes. That's right.
Wow, retirement has formed new bonds.
Yes, it has. New friendships.
New friendships.
Absolutely.
Wonderful community.
Wonderful. Well, Wanda, to start with you, a little history. You came here from Guelph and you were a public transit bus driver.
That's correct.
Lots of stories?
Lots.
Do you miss it?
Very much. I miss the people the most.
I bet you don't miss those crazy ice storms.
Not at all. The ice storms, the traffic jams, the construction.
Oh, when is there not construction in the city?
There's only two seasons. Winter,
right.
And construction.
You nailed it.
Yep.
Well, congratulations on escaping construction season. Happy to have you.
Thanks. I'm happy to be here.
And Mary, for you, you came from Brampton where you were an educator and a principal.
Yes. Yes. I lived in Brampton for 35 years. And education has been my life. From when I was young, I knew what I wanted to do. So it's, I miss it tremendously. I miss the kids in elementary school tremendously. But I don't regret the changes that I've made. It's all for good reasons. And coming out to the Bluffs was just the best decision I've made personally.
I'm going to ask you both. I'm going to start with you, Wanda. What was sort of that signature aha that said, I'm ready to leave the workforce?
For me, it wasn't that way. It was my husband that had the bright idea, the wonderful idea. He dragged me up to the Bluffs. I wasn't ready for this. But my first sunset and coming over or driving, you know, down in the gully over the Maitland River, and the leaves were turning and the sun was setting. It was absolutely stunning. The whole area, all of Huron County, is beautiful. And after we went to the Bluffs and we chose our house, it was a no-brainer. I was ready to leave it all behind, just sitting there looking at it like Huron.
That's how we get you.
That's how we get you.
Mm-hmm. That's for sure. And Mary, how did you sort of put closure on your career, that long career?
I was becoming a grandmother for the first time, and that was seven years ago. And it was just, I'd reached my point in education where things had changed tremendously from when I first began teaching. And they do continue to change. However, I knew that was a point where I needed something different. And for me, I had met someone online, and over the course of the year we began dating, and that we wanted to move together, and we looking and we found this information about the Bluffs, and we drove out here on a Thanksgiving weekend 3 years ago and went to the clubhouse. I saw Lake Huron And that's what did me. And it was just, I needed to be by the water. I've always loved the water, and that's where I wanted to be. So it was not a difficult decision. It was hard leaving a home that you'd had for 35 years with your child. But as adults and moms, we have to do the things we have to do for ourselves sometimes. So, yeah.
I didn't know this was going to be a love story. This is terrific.
We just got married. We got married on June 1st.
Well, congratulations. This is really a wonderful story.
Yeah,
well, welcome to Huron County to you both and to this chapter of your life, a long book, and really happy for you both. Can you remember for me, I'm gonna step into your shoes for a second, when I retired from my lifelong career, that first day was such a glorious day. I played golf, and I did not get up early. It was like a 10 a.m. tee time on a Monday, and I thought, this is what people do. This is great. What did you do on your first day, Wanda? Anything special?
I didn't do anything special. I was just so excited to wake up and stay in my pajamas till 9 and have that second cup of coffee. But as the days went on, my house was cleaned and I had my second cup of coffee. I was dressed and showered by 7 a.m., tapping my fingers saying, okay, now what do I do?
So you were set up for the next day. We'll get there. And Mary, for you, do you remember that first day of release?
Well, for me, it's a little bit different because the summer, I retired at the end of June and we had summer holidays. But for me, actually, that first Labor Day weekend, when I went for a walk and walked past the elementary school in the area, I broke down and cried because I thought, I'm going to miss the little kids in the kindergarten room or the kindergarten yard and coming out to say hello to me. And it just, it was a very difficult time that first part of September, really wondering, did I make the right choice? Because I just absolutely adored what I did. So that was my first experience. You know, that was my thought then, was that it was a very difficult couple of weeks for me.
Yeah, I often hear for people in retirement that first day, to be intentional and to be aware of it, to have that second cup of coffee. My partner is a former elementary teacher, and the best advice she was given was, make sure on that Monday you do something that you wouldn't normally do because you're used to having the summer off, and just mark it somehow. So you both marked it in your own way with a coffee and some tears. I love that.
Yeah.
Tears and the coffee. It all works.
Mm-hmm.
It all works. Well, we know why you're drawn to Huron County because it's a love affair too. So many are. And I hope it's as advertised, would you say?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think probably more could be done for that too somehow to get people out here. Is just, I don't think we've drawn on the beauty that's out here enough for other city dwellers to make their way out here.
Well, now that you're here, I have to ask you, we know that careers are sort of a series of chapters in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
We start with the youth, we get experience, we grow, we find passions. You both are writing your epilogue. You're adding on to that book.
Yeah.
What caused you to reopen that book? And I want to start with you, Mary, because you said it wasn't over.
Yeah, and I've never been the kind of person to sit still for very long. I have to be doing something. And after we moved into the Bluffs, we moved in November 30th, so our second year anniversary is coming up very soon. And it was by the spring I thought, okay, as much as I'm involved in a lot of activities at the Bluffs, like pickleball, yoga, walk fit, there was something missing that I needed to do. And it was in the summer that I ended up going to the employment center, and then looking for a job because I knew I needed to do something.
And Wanda, you had a very clean house. Was that your sign? Was that your sign?
That was my sign.
Okay.
That was my sign.
Yeah, and that's not a problem.
I thought there's got to be more to life than just getting up and having a coffee and cleaning your house, right?
Right. So you knew there was an itch to do more.
I need to feel productive.
Well, you both have led very productive lives. Was it you've navigated roads for you, for example, Wanda. You've navigated, you've been in difficult situations, you've navigated classrooms. What was it like navigating employment when you've sort of been out of it? You haven't maybe done a resume in a long time. Was it riding a bike for you, or was it like science fiction? I just showed up in a different century. You know, Wanda, how was it for you?
It was science fiction for me. I've never had a resume. I'm old school, right? You just went, you filled out an application, and you had an interview, and you got the job. That's the way it used to be. And then they told me I needed a resume, which I went to the education center, and they helped me out, and helped me out getting my first job.
What did that help look like at the Center for Employment and Learning? What sort of help did you get? The resume?
The resume, and I got a lot of advice, and they just helped me to search for employment. Finding something I wanted to do was, I think, the most difficult of all. But it's, I guess, a learning experience like everything else. I started off with one job and left that, and I'm on my second job. So, yeah, I guess I'll never be done learning, and I'll just keep moving on, perhaps, until I find something that's fun. I'm not really sure.
I think that might be music to our principal's ears over here, Mary, the lifelong learning.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And for you?
After I had retired, I had done 5 contracts for the board as a contract principal for schools that were short on principals. So it wasn't a full retirement. And then when we decided to move out here, and like I said earlier, it was about finding something else to do that was totally different. I'd had an opportunity to work at one of the schools, and I thought, no, I left that behind. I wanted something different. Went to the employment center, and I have done resumes before. In my career, you'd have to do that. Met Haley, and we went through my resume. She fixed it all up and all that sort of things, and she called me in a couple of times, and the job came up for Finchers, and I went to, she gave me 2 positions. There was one at Finchers and one at the Dollar Tree. I went to Finchers first and went in and met Tom Fincher, and that's it. It was, he called me the next day and he said, you have the job. So it's, and there's no looking back. I absolutely love where I work, absolutely. Totally different learning curve for me in retail. Never did that before. Cash registers, numbers, counting, stocking, pricing. And I work with young people, and I absolutely love learning from them.
Isn't that fantastic? Yeah. Well, you just hit the jackpot twice, the Sunsets and Finchers. Yes. I am so jealous. That was a go-to place growing up. Puzzles, magazines, books. I mean, you name it. That's still where I shop for kids' toys. And wow, I want to be you when I grow up.
Yeah.
I really do. I never want to grow up either.
Well, that's my motto too. I don't plan on growing up. It's it's not going to happen.
I love it.
You know, it's that mindset. And for me, it has to be a young mindset.
That's terrific.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And Wanda, you're also at Godrich Place Retirement Home as well.
That's correct.
What do you do there?
They've opened up a little salon for me. I did go to hairdressing college fresh out of high school. And I hairdressed for a few years and then gave it up once I had children. And kept my license, which I'm grateful I did, and always did family and friends along the way. And then now I'm enjoying doing the seniors' hair at the Godrich Place. They're so fun. I could tell you stories, but I just love getting those ladies in there, fluffing up their hair and doing them up, and great conversations.
I bet the stories,
right? Oh, the stories are incredible.
So you went from a bus to a home that is rich with stories. They're both rich with stories.
And which I love. I love meeting new people and having conversation with them.
We always say we stand on the shoulders of our seniors, right? And wow, what a great group to be with every day or every week.
They are so interesting.
Yeah.
You know, they've got so much to give.
So you have another job, and I have to say, I really love the job that you have right now. You're on a contract, I believe.
I am, and I love it. Yes.
What is it?
I'm a custodian for the Catholic School Board here in Goderich.
I come from a long family of custodians.
Really?
Mm-hmm. My uncle, my cousin, my dad, everybody, and my another cousin all have been custodians. And I just lived through my dad, you know, being at the public school, and, you know, a window would get broken and we'd have our lunches, was dinner because of his hours and such. And he loved it. He loved being around the youth. Do you like the flexibility of your roles? Is that a draw for both of you?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And how yes, it you? Is for me. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Is there too much or too little?
No, it's spot on. I have no complaints about the flexibility of the hours I'm given and just the different times throughout the day. So, no, works out wonderfully.
So you wouldn't change a thing that way,
nope.
Either of you? Okay.
No.
And it just fills that niche. So you don't have to get up at 7 in the morning. You might a little bit right now, Wanda. You have to get up early?
Not too early.
No,
but I do. My body just wakes up early.
Oh,
last job, I was up at 3 a.m.
I bet you were.
For years. So it's hard to turn that off.
A few more years, you might be able to.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I'm hoping.
Let's hope for you. Now, this all sounds lovely and rosy, but were there any challenges for either of you? Was it tough sort of making the switch, or did it go pretty simply for you? Do you remember, Mary? Like, just into a new sort of career path, sort of that second epilogue, was there anything hard about it?
Not hard, challenging.
Okay.
On learning new skills. Mm-hmm. Not hard in that I didn't want to do it, but no, just learning those new skills, like gift cards and returns in the cash machine.
Digital.
Oh, yeah, but theirs is like the old-fashioned. There's not a scanner. Like, this is, you have to push it, all these numbers. So it was, and I love learning curves. I love challenges, and that was a challenge for me. So
you were out of your comfort zone a bit.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, there's something about your first day in a job. It's like all of a sudden we're just nervous again.
Yes, that's true.
Were you nervous, Wanda?
I was, because part of the job I was doing, I had to drive, we call it the Zamboni, down the hallways to do the floors. And I felt if I could handle a city bus with 40 people on board, I can certainly drive the Zamboni. But I was a little bit nervous. And then my first circle or around the school, no problem.
You are living every NHL dream to
absolutely.
Wow, I feel like I'm with a celebrity right now.
Best part of my day.
I bet.
It's the last job before I go home, and it's the best part of my day.
Do you have a favorite hockey team?
Toronto.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we're with you. We're rooting for you. Are you both satisfied? Are you happy with where you're at right now?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Very
I
happy.
Wouldn't change a thing.
Mm-hmm. Same here. Not a thing.
And how long do you plan to keep working? Is it just, there's no end date?
There's no end date. By? No, when, I guess the body will dictate that later on, but no, I just love getting out there every day.
Yeah, same here.
Feeling productive is important.
Yeah. Terrific. I want to ask you this question. Sometimes we doubt ourselves at certain stages, and there are misconceptions when you're at a certain age. Ageism can happen. People might assume limitations. Did you ever worry they won't want me? Did you encounter anything like that?
I think you, in the back of your mind, you're going to worry that it might occur, but it hasn't. For me, I'm not going to speak for Mary, but I have not experienced that here.
Good. And Mary?
For me, it was worry that Tom and Don Fincher would, if I messed up on things, were thinking, uh-oh, did we make a mistake here? But they've been both very supportive, as well as the young people that I have the pleasure of working with, because I have made mistakes. But as we teach kids in school, you learn from those mistakes.
We love mistakes.
Absolutely. It makes us better people.
That's right.
So it's, the hesitation is there about, you know, learning a new skill, But that's with anything we do through life. So it's another, like I said, it's a challenge, and I love challenges.
Well, I find it more exciting, the challenge, actually, as well.
Yeah, we grow when we're challenged, don't we?
Absolutely.
Yeah. They always say it's the irritated oyster that produces the pearl. You got to be a little bit, you know, just tense at some times.
Exactly.
We really have to overcome the self-talk, right? That we're not good enough, or maybe I won't excel. So we can be our own limiters, can't we?
We can.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
What advice would you give to others that perhaps you meet and they're thinking about doing their epilogue? What would you tell them, Mary? Do you have thoughts?
You know, it's about taking that first step. Because that's one of the, I think, the biggest pieces is taking that first step and is telling yourself, okay, I need to be doing something else. How can I do this? And getting a part-time job, I tell you, it's absolutely a treasure that I have found, that I will keep working at this until I decide that I don't want to, and that won't be for a long time. So it's about taking that first step, absolutely. Jumping in and getting help with it and taking that first step.
I hear that so much from people, that once you start movement, you keep moving, but once you stop, you slow down, and that's where the problems happen, mm-hmm. right? So you're moving.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I also hear that you're kind of a force to be reckoned with at the Bluffs. I hear you keep everybody moving. Is that right?
I'm not quite sure who you've been talking to, but yeah, you know what? I think part of it is my educational background about, you know, mixing with people and just being the person I am.
You're a coach.
You know, and it's, yeah, you know, yeah. And just because you're, you know, under 5 feet does not mean that you're not a force to be reckoned with. So the kids knew at school very well. So, yeah.
I couldn't agree with you more. I think the three of us are looking at each other right now going, it's family, the three of us, all the same height.
Yes.
And Wanda, for you, advice.
My advice would be try it. Just jump in 2 feet. What can it hurt? Get rid of all those fears and jump in.
Just like the Lake Huron water.
Just like Lake Huron water. Might be rough, cold. Just jump in and try it.
And moving to a new place, advice for that? You both have made a significant move, Mary?
Yes, for me, coming from Brampton and after being there for 35 years, and that's where I raised my daughter, it was... It was a big change, absolutely it was, going from the city to the country, but there's no going back, absolutely not. There's nothing that would draw me back into the city. My daughter's living out here as well, and my granddaughter, which is bonus. So it's just, I'm in a very happy place. And then meeting Warren and getting married, and he's working part-time as well.
Where does he work?
At the Salvation Army.
Oh, you too.
Here in town.
And I know you get to see all the new books when they come out, too. So I am really jonesing on you, I have to tell you right now.
You'll have to come visit me at Fincher's.
Oh, I'm going to be there. And for you, Wanda,
I would have to agree with Mary. Just, there's no turning back. I couldn't imagine going back to a big city now. Here, people are so friendly. And the way of life is just a much more relaxed pace.
Well, very good point.
It is relaxed, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Driving, and it forces you to relax.
It does.
Yeah, you don't drive on those busy highways.
That's
people
correct.
Are a little kinder, slower pace.
Yes.
Unless you're behind a tractor.
Yeah, we're teaching you about those good things, aren't we?
Yes, you are.
I wave every time. I always say that's my food source, and
yep.
came Absolutely. From an agricultural family, so I get it. But new experiences, right? All new experiences. Well, you've just demonstrated for me, and thank you for sitting down with me, because you just really gave me the appreciation that we all offer value and contributions at every stage of our life. And I think this won't come as news to you, but Huron County is actually in a deficit for having enough people to fill roles. So we do need everyone to step up, because there are open roles and we need people to help out so we can continue to provide all these wonderful services and opportunities for our tourists and retail and everything. And you're filling an important role. So thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome. Definitely our pleasure. And if you need us to get out there and recruit people for you.
I think we found our team. I think we found our team. Well, I want to thank you both. Huron County is truly the beneficiary. So thank you both.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
We will be back with more insight on workforce development in Huron County. And if you missed the first three episodes, you can catch up at Huron County's Economic Development website. This podcast is funded in part by the Ontario government through the Rural Economic Development Program and the County of Huron. The views expressed in this podcast are not those of the province or the county.